there is going to be yet another trial in the case of the Humboldt County Sheriff's Department deputies and the Eureka City Police, who are responsible for having dabbed the eyes of demonstrators several years back with pepper spray using Q-tips. This was all filmed by the police. It's astounding that they would film their own torturous activities. And now a third trial is going to be conducted, charging them with violating the civil rights of those demonstrators. Joining me to talk about this is one of the plaintiffs in the case, Spring Lundberg. Good morning, Spring.
Good morning.
And also joining us is Elliot Feigenbaum. Elliot, I'm pronouncing your last name correctly?
No, it's Feigenbaum.
Feigenbaum. Yes. Thank you. He was jury foreman on the last trial in this case, which was a hung jury, 6-2 in favor of convicting the officers. Elliot, welcome to KPFA.
Thank you.
Spring, tell us exactly what you are charging the deputies and the police with.
Yes, well, we're saying that they violated our Fourth Amendment right to be free from excessive force. I was 17 at the time, and we were doing a peaceful sit-in for the ancient redwoods of Headwaters Forest up in Humboldt County. And lo and behold...
How many years ago was this?
This was in 1997, so this has been almost a third of my lifetime in the civil rights case. But lo and behold, the officers arrive, and immediately they announce they're going to use chemical agents on us when we posed no threat, we weren't being violent. So they get out Q-tips, and they swab it directly in our eyes, and they videotape themselves doing it. So this smack of lawsuit necessity, so we file a civil rights case. And though it's been over 7.5 years, we are committed to getting justice on this. We feel that it's not just about forest protesters. It's really about the fate of protests in our country in these unkind times. And it's for everybody that we're doing this. So we're glad to be on the show, and we want to tell people that we're starting trial in San Francisco at the Federal Building Tuesday, April 12th. We'll do jury selection, and so opening arguments should start Wednesday morning, April 13th.
So, Elliot, it seems, Elliot, you're a doctor, right? And you were
a
foreman of this jury. And as I mentioned, it ended up being a hung jury, 6-2 in favor of conviction of these officers violating the civil rights of those demonstrators. What were the arguments of the two that voted for acquittal?
Well, there were two, I think. One was that these young people were breaking the law, and therefore anything that happened to them was okay. And the second argument was that, though Spring didn't mention it, there were times when the peaceful sit-in included locking themselves into steel container tubes, and the police would have to cut them out of those tubes in order to remove them from wherever they were. And the people who did not agree with those of us who felt that this was excessive said that, pepper spray was less dangerous to the people than cutting them out of the tubes, even though they'd been cut out of the tubes several times, I don't know, something like 40 or 50 times without any injury. And I felt that was a rather spurious argument.
And as far, I assume you're a medical doctor.
Yes.
What did you, do you regard swabbing someone's eyes with pepper spray as a form of torture?
Well, it's excessive. I'm not sure what the definition of torture would be, but it was, in my view, very excessive, as well as the view of five other jurors.
Mm-hmm. So, Spring, you're not letting go on this thing. You are pursuing it, and obviously you need a unanimous jury on this one, right? You need 8-0.
That's right. We do feel confident this time that the numbers will be in our favor, because what's new for this third trial is we have finally been allowed a police expert to testify to the jury. And this is something we've been fighting for every step of the way, and the judge has allowed it. So we're going to hear from a former police chief who does feel it was excessive force, who even used the torture word. And I think that that'll be the final clincher the piece of information that the jury's been wanting to hear from all these years.
The jury selection process, this is a federal case under federal civil rights laws, so I assume that much of Northern California might be included in the pool.
That's true. It'll mostly be the Bay Area, and we'll be in San Francisco Federal Building, 450 Golden Gate Avenue, and jury selection Tuesday, April 12th, opening arguments Wednesday, April 13th. And I should say, we've got a website, so we're really asking, sending a shout-out to everybody asking you to come witness the trial. It really makes a difference. And the website will have all the information. It's nopepperspray.org. And for this evening, for Berkeley folks or folks who would want to come to an event here in Berkeley, we're having a benefit film showing of the Bay Area premiere of The Forest for the Trees. It's about Judy Berry's lawsuit against the FBI. And the link with our case is that our legal team is the same exact legal team that won the victorious Judy Berry versus FBI trial a few years ago. So these are amazing attorneys, Dennis Cunningham, Tony Serra, and we're showing the film at La Peña Cultural Center. That's in Berkeley at 3105 Shattuck Avenue near Ashby Bart this evening, Wednesday, April 6th at 7 p.m. So come on down, and there'll be some plaintiffs and lawyers there, and you're sure to have a great time.
And it'll be a benefit for your case, I assume.
That's right. We need resources for such a long-standing case, and we really appreciate everybody's support.
And you obviously want people to come on down to the trial as well, starting with jury selection next Tuesday. That is the 12th, courtroom 10 on the 19th floor of 450 Golden Gate, the federal building in San Francisco. Gets underway at 8:30 in the morning and goes to 10:30 in the afternoon.
That's right, and bring your photo ID because they do check it at the door.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. We're going to no doubt be keeping touch with exactly what's going on in this trial. Elliot Feigenbaum, thank you very much for joining us. And imagine you're glad you're not on the jury this time. It's a lot of work being on a jury. I know that. It takes a lot of time.
I want to jump in and say thank you to Elliot. It was amazing to meet these six jurors who are in our favor. These are beautiful people, and I saw the frustration in your eyes, Elliot, and the rest of the jury that sided with us, to see that we couldn't get a unanimous verdict against excessive force. So I just want to thank you publicly for all the time you put into it.
You're welcome.
Okay, and Spring Lundberg, one of the plaintiffs. Thank you all very much. www.nopepperspray.org tonight at La Pena, 3105 Shattuck Avenue in South Berkeley, 7 p.m. for the film showing. Thank you all.
Thank you.
You're welcome.